Okay, folks, this portion of the podcast also being submitted to Blind Cool Tech as part of their programming, if they want to use it, is going to deal with Gizmo Project and Sipphone. For those on Blind Cool Tech, my name is Jared Reimer, and you may email me at tech@menv.org, T-E-C-H @menv.org, or call 206-888-2633. I'm going to be using a version of WindowEyes 5.5, and the synthesizer will be DeckTalk Access 32 for this. Sipphone is a voice over IP line program. Okay? So when you place calls, you're using the internet. Voice over IP. The cost is free. However, if you buy outbound minutes to place calls to landlines, which we will show you, then it is a penny a minute for the U.S. and between 2 and 5 cents everywhere else. Very cheap. So now we're going to go ahead and get started. And for you guys to be able to hear this, I'm using a headset that you can basically hear what's coming out of the sound card. And that requires me to flip a switch a couple of times. The headset is from HelloDirect. It costs a couple of $100, so it's not cheap. So I'm using that to do this recording as well as GoldWave. So I turn it once and it'll go to telephone. The second time will go to sound card only. You can still hear me, however. And you'll now be able to hear what's coming out of WindowEyes. Now Gizmo is open. Let me just
menu closed. File F pull down.
Okay, no Gizmo is open.
List view. Dialogue.
And
Gizmo Project.
I'm in the call tab where you can look at your contacts and things. Now as I said, you're gonna have to use the mouse to look at this because a lot of it is not standard. There are list views and things, but you have to click to get there. Now, I have 13 contacts. Several of them are landline participants, and the bulk are Gizmo. I have my Bad Cop No Donut Fillmore box in here. I also have my Security Now box in here. And I have a couple of other people in here. The tabs here are Home, Contacts, Conferencing, Dial.
Home. Contacts, calls, conference,
and calls.
Dial.
Conferencing, you can do like 777 party or 777, you know, something. I believe is what it is, but I'll have Herbie explain it to you. We're going to give Herbie a call. First, he's going to talk to you through the actual Sipphone device, which there are devices that you can hook into your landline so you can take advantage of Sipphone from anywhere. Or you can use the Gizmo Project, which is what I'm using. There's a call button where you can place calls and dial phone numbers and put in users. There's also a subject so that you can type a subject that only affects Gizmo users, and of course the tabs. Now if I go on the home tab,
home, left, menu closed.
When you tab around, you're not going to get anything.
Home.
My username, if anyone wants to add me, is CODEAMER. I tried to have code Amber, but the B for some reason did not make it. On your home page, you have
account Jared Reimer, account snapshot.
Account snapshot.
Jared Reimer, Codamer.
Jared Reimer, Codamer.
Edit my profile.
Edit my profile.
Alerts. zero unread.
Alerts zero unread.
Recent missed calls. Recent missed calls. Zero.
Now, all your recent calls go here. All your recent missed ones. It'll show you a couple of them. And you can always delete the missed calls in your call log.
Recent missed calls. Call out balance. $13.10 USD. Add credit.
There is an add credit there. There's a link. And then...
add credit. Call-in number.
Call-in number.
1-818-721-0073. Expires 2006-0602. Add number. Add number.
So I can add a number if I wish, add an additional one, and I did buy that 818 number. So even though you are calling from a landline, you can call that 818 number, which I'll repeat at the end of the podcast demo here, to go ahead and give me a call. And I'll repeat it here in case you want to have it now. It's 818-721-0073. And it gave my expiration date. And of course, I can buy it for another 3 months if I so choose. I bought it for 3 months to give it a try. The
contacts
tab I was on that lists all your contacts, and pressing enter will call them.
Calls,
you will see your all calls, dialed calls,
left calls, dialed, received
calls,
missed,
and missed calls. The missed
left
calls tab,
missed.
I have, it looks like I have two.
1-2-1-4-9-6-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-0-1 after 519M.
Now, it didn't show me that in my call log because the project was out, turned off.
No subject. Herbie Allen.
And Herbie Allen?
29 March 10:28 a.m.
I did return his call, but I never cleared the call log. And how you clear it is you click in there.
Left. Herbie Allen.
You right click.
Herbie Allen.
Or Shift F10.
Add to contacts.
You can add to contacts, which Herbie already is, but it doesn't seem to remember that.
Remove all missed calls.
Removed all missed calls.
Call Z.
Call.
Send instant message.
Leave voicemail.
Block B to save.
And block.
Add remove all missed calls.
So I'll remove all missed calls.
Button. Menu closed. Dialog. Gizmo. Are you sure you want to delete all missed calls? Default. Y.
And I'll say yes. And now that's clear.
Dialog. All. Left. All. Off.
Let's go through the menus real quick. Now that I've been through all the tabs, there is a dial pad, and you do have to use your mouse or mouse keys. However, if you are calling a number and you just want to use the touch tones without using pound or star, you can go into the contacts tab, click in there, and you can use the numbers and it will dial them for you. However, it does not understand pound or star. For you British people, I believe they're the number sign and the hash. I don't know exactly what they're called in British, but the pound and star key is what we use here.
File F pull down.
Log in as another user.
Log out.
Log out.
Exit X.
And exit in the file menu.
Menu close. Edit E pull down. My profile. M dialog.
I can edit my profile.
Change ringtone. Our dialog.
I can change ringtones. I'll show you that a little bit.
Voicemail settings.
Voicemail settings. I'll show you that a little.
Call forwarding.
Call forwarding. The nice thing about call forwarding is that if you buy outbound credit, you can have your calls forwarded to you wherever you are. If I wanted to forward them to my landline, I could do that by just giving Gizmo my home phone number. And even when you call my 818 number, I can forward it to another 818 number, and I'd be charged a penny a minute for the duration of the call. If I wanted Shane Davidson to take my call, for example, I could forward it to him at his screen name or Gizmo number, and it wouldn't cost me a dime.
Change password. P-dialog. Options O.
There's a lot of options, and I'll go through those.
Menu closed. Dialog. Graphic.
In the
General,
you can tab.
Automatically logged in when I launch the application. Checkbox. Checked. Prompt to upgrade when it is a recommended upgrade. Checkbox. Checked. Auto answer incoming calls. Checkbox. Unchecked.
That's a personal preference. I have been told not to do that because if you're not in front of the computer, people are going to wonder what's going on and where are you, especially if you leave Gizmo open and you're not in front of the machine. So if you don't, and after so long, it takes you to voicemail.
Minimize the application to the Windows system tray. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
Now that tells you what happens when you hit...
account. When clicking on the X in the title bar, what should happen?
When clicking on the X on the title bar or Alt F4 will minimize.
Save recorded call to. E-voicemail files looked.
Now by default...
Combo box.
Your voicemail files recordings are saved to your desktop, but I changed that since I don't want my calls saved on the desktop.
Automatically launch the application.
Now, the problem is it takes you back to the beginning. So you have to click in here.
General, left, general, one.
And move down.
Accounts, 2 of 8.
You can have multiple accounts in here.
Okay, but accounts, audio, 3 of 8. General, graphic, accounts, left, accounts.
All right, for some reason, I'm moving my down arrow and it doesn't like that. You can add additional accounts to this one so you can switch identities.
Accounts, audio, left, audio.
Audio, you can check your audio settings and make adjustments over there.
Audio, status, left.
Status, write a status message, I guess, when you're away.
Let context know. I am idle after.
I am idle
checkbox
after 10 minutes.
10. I am away after.
And I'm away
checkbox 30.
After 30 minutes.
I am away after. Graphic. Sound. Left.
Sounds is interesting. There are a lot
okay
of them.
Sound. Application sounds.
Are application sounds.
Blasts.
Hold music. And
hold music. Left.
And hold music.
04 Solar Stone release. Left.
You can choose from a lot of them.
Classical.
You can choose anything from classical to dance,
dreamy,
to dreamy,
27 electric AVS,
to electric 80s,
27
to
BS,
funky 70s, metal, to
piano, 04,
anything.
Release.
But I chose an actual song.
Zero left. 04 solar.
So
left.
I'll change it.
27 left. Electric AVS. 4 of 10. 27.
Now what it's doing is it's playing this, and I didn't really want to do that, but that gives you now, isn't that cool? I up and down arrowed after selecting those and it played them.
20 cost 04 Solar Stone release.
Now there's Solar Stone release.
Left.
Which is what I wanted.
Sound. Contacts. Left.
Contacts?
Make a call. Radio button. Check. 1.
It's gonna play Solar Stone there. Isn't that cool? It's usually instantaneous, but it, for some reason, isn't right now. I don't know why. Sometimes my computer
Graphic
does that.
Audio. When I double-click a contact.
When I double-click a contact, make a call,
make send
or
message.
Send instant message.
Radio button.
That's why I told you you can press enter. When you're on a contact to place a call, that you can change.
Contact list appearance.
Contact list appearance.
Large icons.
Large icons.
Small icons.
Or small
50,
icons.
Contacts.
And then group
checkbox
contacts. Everything is checked. The one is the 16 or 32 is a radio button, and group contacts is a checkbox.
Chat.
There's a chat,
advanced,
and then there's advanced. If you're visually impaired, I wouldn't worry about any of these.
Left.
Although in
advanced
the advanced, they are talking about DTMF.
Automatic. DTMF tones.
Tones, and that's set to automatic. And then there's
a
checkbox.
Unchecked.
For
enable debug logging.
Enable debug logging. The others you don't want to change.
And HTTPS proxy.
You can change your HTTP proxy if you need to.
Transport setup.
And your transport setup, I don't know if you really should change without contacting support. But I'm not going to change anything in here, so I'll just click cancel.
Cancel. Left. Contact details.
Let's go through the other menus.
My left, edit contact, see pull down. Add a contact. A dialog. Edit contact. E-dialog disabled. View profile E. Add contact wizard. W-dialog. Search for member. S-dialog. Import contacts. I-dialog. Call C. Send instant message. I-dialog. Leave voicemail L. Block B disabled. Manage blocked users M. Invite a friend F.
So that's sort of cool. I can invite my friends.
Call a pull down. Hang up disconnect E disabled. Record call R disabled. Hold H disabled. Mute M disabled.
The feature I like in that menu is the record function. I've done that for several of my podcasts already over on Code Amber. It saves it in WAV files, which is why I recommend that you move it away from your desktop. Or if you have almost a full drive, I suggest you put it on a different one, and that's what I did. Hold will place the call on hold, and that will play whatever song you selected in that hold sounds music. In my case, it's playing the Solar Stone remix. You need to have your files in WAV format to do custom anything.
Menu view V pull down.
View.
Call drawer checked. Contact size S pull down. Sort contacts T pull down. Group contacts G checked. Show offline contacts O checked. Compact view Z. Minimize the tray M.
So there's a different view. There's a compact, full, and a full size view. I'm on full size. I can turn off the grouping if I don't want everything grouped. And finally, there's
menu,
a help
page
menu.
Pull down. Online support S. Getting started G. Gizmo project website G. Report a problem R. About Gizmo project.
All right.
Menu, no
so that's
no selected Kirby Allen.
The program in a nutshell. Now I'm in my call tab, I believe.
No sub 01 after 3:31 p.m. duration 014.
Yeah, I am. I'm in my. See, what happened was I was trying to call Herbie earlier, and I was doing this differently to where, you could just hear directly out of the sound card, but the volume wasn't staying where it needed to be, and it was just a big mess. Right now, it's showing me that I called Herbie for 14 seconds. Even though I had error messages, it still shows that calls were made. I will show you what it sounds like on a Gizmo call. Herbie will be answering through his SIP phone device. You can learn about more of those at sipphone.com or through Gizmo Project, and he'll probably jump on Gizmo here soon. I'll also show you outbound calling. To an actual landline. So I'm going to click on the Contacts tab.
Contacts, left.
Then I'm going to click
13, left. Contacts 13, Cal left.
In there.
Cal right.
Now, Cal right is online and everybody else is offline, even though technically I can still call Herbie through SIP phone and he'll answer because he's got that device. My Bad Cop No Donut box at 773-572-3012 on Fillmore and Security Now at 3004 are in here as well because I have used Gizmo to update those boxes.
Bad Cop No Donut, 3 of 40, Elaine Johnson.
Elaine Johnson is a nice friend of mine. I put her in here so that in case I needed to call her and I didn't want to tie my lines up.
Governor Staten.
Governor Staten, I added them. They are a Gizmo user. By the way, in the add context, you can add Gizmo project users, SIP phone users, Google, or a personal contact details for a telephone number. All right. And every time you select one, it will automatically change to that. All you'd dialogue. All you got to do is shift tab back to what you want and select it.
Group information directory.
The group information directory, which will also be updated on April 1st, so it'll be updated by the time this podcast gets out, will be updated via this method as well.
Herbie Allen.
And there's seven, Herbie Allen.
14. Herbie Allen.
I also have
Kelly Sapergia.
Kelly Sapergia, who's my audio guy. He has not been on here. Oh, he was on here last podcast. I called him through here to do the recording.
Michelle Dyer.
No. Michelle Dyer, you heard her earlier. She's also a frequent contributor on the Code Amber podcast.
Party Line.
Party Line, I explained to you earlier.
Record custom voicemail.
You can record your custom voicemail, which I did. Otherwise, it's one of the defaults, and you can, of course, change those in the voicemail settings.
Security Now.
Security Now is my 3004 box on Fillmore.
Shane Davidson.
Shane Davidson, who I don't know if he's online or not. I don't think so.
Tell Morris, get it.
And tell me. Tell me you dial an 800 number, and it will call it. Now, all 800 numbers are free to you. So Gizmo to 800 numbers are free. You don't need call-out credit. Although, for some reason, it doesn't seem to work until you do. At least with Shane. With me, it allowed me to do that. I think it's because they gave me 25 cents of credit. Or 30 cents of credit or 5 free calls. Any case, you cannot use, by the way, your letters.
Age. Tell Morris games info and more. 14 of 14.
To
Tell Morris games info and more. No selected item. 14
you cannot
of 14.
Use your letters to move through this list.
Record Harvey Locke, Michelle Kelly Zucker, Kirby Allen, 7.
That's unfortunate. I don't like that. That's not standard Windows conventions. You can control tab between the several tabs, but as I stated, a lot of this is not accessible. Now, while I'm in this contacts tab, I can dial my numbers.
5. Kirby Allen, 7.
Now, it won't work unless I'm on a call, but you can do touch tones this way, but it doesn't understand the number sign or the star key for some reason. Let's go ahead and give Herbie a call. I just wanted to show you that you can do that. Maybe I'll show it to you while I'm on the call with Herbie. So let's call him. As I stated, Enter will place this call.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
Well, folks, I just gave Herbie a phone call through Gizmo.
Hello.
Now, I'm going to show them this touch tone deal, and Herbie gave me this, so if I press 5.
5. Herbie Allen.
There
Seven.
We go. That's more like it.
Yep.
It dialed it. But I don't understand.
The disadvantage is there's no star or pound keys with it.
Yeah, I did tell him that. That's unfortunate. So, while I have you, Herbie, tell me this conferencing deal. Were we able to dial 777 and the, you know, like 5 digits for a conference code? I don't remember.
I think we did it that way. I can find out for sure right now. Let's see here.
He's going to actually click over using his SIP phone device and dial. And he's using his 3-way to do this. It's pretty interesting.
Okay, I didn't like how I did it. There is a way to do it.
Or is it 212 or something? 121? I don't remember now.
222. I don't know what it was. It was 222.
Or is it 222?
You are the first participant in this conference room. Please wait for other participants to join your call.
I'm
going to
go through his whole spiel. Yep, all you need to do is dial 1-222, followed by any 7-digit code, and then just give whoever you're going to do the conference with that 7-digit code, and there you go.
So it's 1-222. Now, there are access numbers to get into SIPphone, folks, and you can do that by going to sipphone.com/access_numbers.htm, I believe.
And if not, you can find a link on the SIPphone site called Access Numbers.
That's correct. So, tell us, Herbie, you're using a SIPphone device. As you were clicking over, I was explaining that you were actually using your three-way. Why don't you explain that to everybody?
Well, basically, if you're familiar at all with the... First of all, I should say that if you listen to the first podcast, I explained a little bit of this and that. But anyway, if you're familiar with services like Vonage and stuff, they give you a device that hooks into your router and that you also hook your phone into. And that device connects to their servers. Well, this is a similar type of device. It's something like Vonage. It's open access. And SIPphone will allow you to configure any type of hardware device, such as a thing where you plug in your regular phone or a specific hardware phone, and configure it into their network. So the advantage with this is I can use SIPphone and use my regular phone or my cordless phone, and I can also use three-way with a regular phone. Like, if I wanted to, I could call Jared's regular phone number because I have a different phone service on my other line on this device. And we could have a conversation that way. It lowers the quality a little bit of a gizmo to gizmo call, but it still works.
Now, I was going to...
Basically, regular phone quality for the most part.
Right. Now, I was going to demonstrate, you know, maybe I'll, you know, since... I don't know what Michelle's up to. Maybe I'll, you know, we could hang up here and I could dial you through via a landline so that they can hear, you know, how the whole thing sounds. I could do that here in a few minutes.
All right. Actually, let me switch phones here. It's better on this phone. Anyway. All right.
So, that's sort of, I mean, it's very, very straight.
Yep. Now, the one difference, though, folks, is keep in mind if you use a SIPphone thing, keep in mind that you can only use it to talk to other SIPphone users if you're on the device and you have to know their SIPphone number. Otherwise, with Gizmo, if they have Gizmo Project, you can just use their username.
Right.
Some advantages to Gizmo is you can change your voicemail greeting with Gizmo. You can't do it with the phone device. So otherwise, you get a default greeting. Let's see. Other than that, you know, it's pretty stable. Occasionally, there's some problems with the device connecting with a Gizmo call.
Yeah, it'll give you a 488 error, and they tell me it's because of bandwidth, and they say it's there's a call meter, but it's a visual thing, folks, so.
There's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, they say I told them that, and I said, then exit and re-enter and see if that clears it up, and most of the time it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain. By the way, if I didn't mention before, signing up for either of these services require word verification, and they don't have any way around it, so you're going to have to use someone sighted once. If you sign up for SIPphone, to sign up for Gizmo, all you do is log into your SIPphone account, and it'll ask you to associate a name, and that's what I did with this, and that's why I have that.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to switch over to a landline so that they can hear?
Yeah, we can show them what the quality difference is like.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and hang up here, and I'll explain to them how to go ahead and place a call.
All right.
Hey.
Or do you want me to call you?
Do you want to
disconnect?
All right, I opened up the call menu, folks. Do you want to do that too? So that maybe we should do both.
All right, I can call you so they can hear what it sounds like when it rings with the best.
Because I do have my default ringer, so they can hear what it sounds like, and I'll describe what's happening.
All right, we'll do that.
So you want to call me first, and then
sure.
I'll go ahead and call you on a landline.
Yep.
Okay, go for it.
All right.
Menu closed.
So,
Herbie Allen.
What he's going to do is call me, and it's going to bring up a dialogue. And it's also going to play my ringtone. And if the project is minimized to the system tray, it will pop up as well as bring up the dialogue.
Answer. Button. Dialogue. Incoming call 2,062,197,554. Close. 2,062,197,554. No subject.
Answer. I'll answer.
Space. Herbie Allen. No.
Okay. So what? So did you dial me through the 818 number, or did you dial through SIP phone? What was that? You dialed me. You dialed through 818. Okay. So did you dial through 818? Cool. So what Herbie did was dialed my 818-721-0073 number, and it read off his phone number. And I, by the way, Herbie, I didn't shut the speech off while it was reading all that because I wanted them to hear what it was doing. It read his phone number, it said there was no subject, and it said answer or ignore voicemail, and I chose to answer. So, do you want to, what was that? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to edit that out just because I want to, you know, give people everything I can give them here. Luckily, it gives it as a long, drawn-out number instead of giving it as hyphenated, and it's a little harder to decipher than a normal caller ID would. It said 2,619,000. I mean, who's gonna have a hard time with that? Well, do you want to jump on Gizmo so they can hear you over there?
Sure.
All right, jump on Gizmo and give me a ring from over there, and let's have them hear what you sound like over there. Bye.
Hey. Menu closed.
Alright. Sometimes the call quality is bad. So right now, I'm going to Alt F4 out of there. And the nice thing is that you can get a call and it'll pop right up. Now I'm going to flip my switch again so that in just a couple of minutes you will be able to hear what's going to happen. And there you go. Gizmo's one of these things that it's like a voice over IP line, like I explained earlier. It will sound good at times and sound bad at times. And I don't think that two internet lines like that work because we had a very bad delay. But it can be that way. So don't let that fool you. Now I'll just sit here in Gold Wave and in just a few minutes we'll have Herbie go ahead and call us. So you could sit down and, you know, like I just did, I just went ahead and alt-tabbed into Eudora. And you could be doing anything, and the client knows when you're getting a call. It will actually pop up and tell you who's calling, like it did when he called from the one number. The nice thing is that you can... By the way, the Express is actually on, so let me bring back Access 32.
Window Eyes Eudora.
There you go. The Express was on, but I know that I could easily change. That's sort of cool with screen readers. Now, I could go in here and open up Gizmo.
Start menu. Menu closed. Taskbar button. Sys tray. Gizmo project. Button.
And it's there. Along with tons of other things here. With that. I could press enter to open it, or shift F10 to bring up a context menu. Which I'll do.
Graphic. Hide show S.
There's hide or show.
Options O.
Options.
Help page pull down.
Help.
Exit E.
And exit.
Hide show.
That's as simple as that menu is.
Eudora.
That's sort of cool. Don't you think?
Answer. Button. Dialogue. Incoming call 2,186,264,720. Close.
There's another phone call.
Answer.
And I'll answer it. Hello.
Herbie Allen. No select.
Hello.
Hello.
There you are.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to win.
Just a little bit. So what happened was Herbie just called from another phone number and he actually hung up. I don't know exactly what's happening here. I'll flip the switch and I'm going to actually wait. He did notice he was on a delay. I'm wondering if the internet might be having a play on that. I've never seen it do that. It's sometimes is a problem.
No subject. Default. Answer.
There's my ringtone again.
Space. Herbie.
Now guess what? It actually told me. And I didn't know you were going to actually switch, but what it did, folks, was it said, call from Herbie Allen, Duluth, MN, no subject. That means he must be on Gizmo. He's either on Gizmo, or he's on his SIP phone device. Or his cell phone.
Yep, I'm And we still have the delay here, and not much I can do about
it. I don't know why it's doing that now.
I'm sure you folks that either, but let me assure you that when Jared and I had normal conversations from the gizmo and stuff, we don't have any delays or anything like that.
Well, there shouldn't be. I do notice. I'm wondering if it's because of the recording, though. You know, me recording.
I just want the call quality is really like.
Go for it. Whenever you're ready. I'm mainly done with the demo, but I thought maybe what I'd do is, you know, try and give you a call. Let's go ahead. And while we're waiting, I'm basically done. There's two more things I would like to do. The first one is to go ahead and have Herbie call me, and then I'm going to call out. And that will basically complete this thing. So in just a moment, I'm going to go ahead and place a call. Now, I'm actually going to end this particular portion of the file here, and then I'm actually going to call Herbie, and we're going to actually show you what it does. Now remember, in the call menu, you can tell it to record the call, so you're not going to hear this part, but I'm actually going to call Herbie, and then I'm going to go ahead and tell it to record the call, and we're going to have a normal conversation. And then I'll work on this file and then end this thing. Most of the time, it is best for you to go ahead and not do a lot of things. Now, this is being recorded and demonstrated, so the call quality could be affected. So by the time I get Herbie on a actual call, then you can actually hear what it really should sound like. So in just a moment, you will hear us talking again, me on Gizmo and Herbie on a landline. Okay, at this point, I am Herbie on Gizmo, and as you can hear, at least in my ear, I can hear myself through his speakers, but it's not a big deal, because it depends on the setup of the computer on the other end.
Yep. Now, I could always plug in headphones if I wanted to, but it's a lot easier just to do speakers for now.
So he's on Gizmo right now. And it sounds good.
Yes, it does.
Now, as I was stating at the end of the last file, and by the way, I'm going to combine the files into one, so it's all good. But to dial a phone number, all I would have to do is dial the area code and phone number, like 1206 888-2633, for example.
Now, have you ever tried not dialing a 1 just to see what would happen?
I actually haven't. They say that you have to dial the country code, the area code, and phone number.
I see. Well, folks, one thing that is pretty cool is even on a Gizmo to Gizmo call, we can still do this. Yep, with a Gizmo to Gizmo call, you can still do touch tones. With Skype, you can only do touch tones if you're making an outbound call or getting an inbound call. Another disadvantage with Gizmo, I don't know if you talked about this or not, but you don't get call waiting.
No, I didn't mention it.
Okay, well, that's something to mention. You don't get call waiting. There is no way to do three-way with Gizmo. However, the nice thing is, like, for me, I have my phone device and Gizmo running, so if anybody calls me on SIP phone while I'm on Gizmo, then my phone will ring. And that also gives me call waiting, so with this setup, I could technically receive, like, 3 calls at once.
Now, with me, I could take 2 calls by forwarding my calls to my home phone while I'm on here.
Yep.
Is there anything else we need to mention, or should I wrap this up, Herbie?
Well, let's see. I haven't heard your whole demonstration, so I can't say
Went through
no.
all the menu options. I went through a lot of the tabs.
Well, I do know one thing we were going to show them.
Yeah?
We were going to show them this.
Heard me, so I'll repeat it again. I did show them as part of the options, some of those, and that piano piece is what you have selected when you put someone on hold.
Yep.
And that's a nice piano piece.
And then another thing we can do too is also record calls with Gizmo.
Which is what I'm doing now.
And all you have to do is you go to the menu and then hit enter.
Recording conversation.
And it lets both parties know, by the way.
Yep. So you can't secretly record anybody with this. And it records it in WAV.
Yeah, I did mention that, and I think it sucks.
Yep.
Stopped recording conversation.
And, of course, since I'm recording this, it's all good.
Yep.
Now, should I do the demonstration of me making an outbound call for landlines, or should I just forget it?
I probably wouldn't worry about it unless there's anything special.
There's nothing special. Just dial the phone number in the first edit box you come to. It's a combo edit, so you can look through the list and find the number you dialed recently. Just press enter and it'll call the number for you.
Yep.
And that's as simple as it is.
Mm-hmm. Alright, well, I will let you get back to your demonstration then.
Well, that will complete this demonstration because I wanted to have you on Gizmo.
Alright. Oh, one thing to mention is when you're recording a call, if you put somebody on hold, it will stop your recording.
Yes, it will. Which is okay, I suppose.
Yep.
But since you put me on hold, and I'm the one doing recording, you should have heard the music fine.
Yeah, it should have.
And there goes my stupid telephone.
Alright.
Alright.
Well,
then,
if anybody wants to talk to me on Gizmo, you can either use my username, HALLEN111. Or dial my SIP phone number, which is 1-747-605-9144.
Hang on one second. Okay, Herbie. Well, thanks a bunch.
All right.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, folks. That is going to do it for this. And, it's been a pleasure doing this demonstration. I know there were some technical problems with the quality and so forth, but that's to be expected over a voice over IP internet line. And so I want to let you know that this is normal behavior. Now, you did hear what it sounded like on the recording, which sounded pretty good, I think. And that's usually what it is to sound like. So, keep that in mind, folks. Alright, my name is Jared Reimer, and I'm going to give my contact information one more time. Tech@medv.org, 206-888-2633. or if you'd like to contact me through Gizmo, please call me 818-721-0073, www.sipphone.com, or www.gizmoproject.com. Take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you all soon.